Everything is up. We got to see pictures yesterday. Tell us about this, Dawn.
We spent the whole day yesterday at the Oregon Historical Society installing the 50 Years of KABU exhibit. Yeah. And we're really excited to be opening it. We're having our grand opening blowout celebration, open to the public, free. If you're a Multnomah County resident, come on down to OHS Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We'll have cool events happening all day, which I'm sure we'll talk more about. Yeah. And you can see the new exhibit and celebrate the 50 years of KABU with a whole bunch of folks who've been involved with KABU.
That's amazing. Whew. And so, Aaron, you are one of these folks who've been involved with this whole process. Would you walk us through like what it's taken to get to the exhibit?
Yeah, I will probably forget some steps, but I think this really started on our 45th anniversary. We had this special on-air thing where we had 45 DJs and they all played 45 records. Everyone had 15-minute sets. Mm-hmm. So we just like got a lot of people in here and it was moving really quickly and just had a party in the back. And it was just really fun and lively. And we're like, okay, this is really great, but we're going to be 50 in 5 years. What are we going to do? So we've just been talking about it. We've had some really great fortune with having Selena Chow and Marty Clemens, who have been archivists, mm-hmm. help dig up the stuff to be like, well, if we're going to have, we're like, the museum, that'd be cool. They're an institution. We're an institution. And so Becky Myers and I went down a couple years ago. And we're like, hey. And we thought we were going to have to do this big sell of like, I know we're kind of scrappy and we're not usually the kind of things you do in the museum. And they were like, by the time we met with them, they were like, so you're on the calendar. What do you want? Great. And we're like, oh, we're in sales pitch mode. And we're like, oh,
we actually got it.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Now let's just figure it out. So yeah, then with Selena and then recently Marty helping dig up like and digitize all the photo exhibits. And then before Selena and them, Bruce Silverman, like really mm-hmm. taking care of the archives with posters and audio and pictures and documents and all the things that, you know, it took us to become who we were from just an idea to an actual station and then a station that had different locations and then now a station with its own building and then a station with its own ups and downs and, you know, then the world changing and technology and what the community needs from us and what we need from the community. So it's been kind of interesting for the past couple years, really intensively living the past of KABU right. while we're also trying to create this future. Whew. So it's really exciting.
I definitely feel that. And I'm a historian, so I've been really enjoying that ride. Mm-hmm. And as station manager, I've been really enjoying reading a lot of statements from past station managers about their challenges through the program guides.
Yeah.
It was fascinating. I've enjoyed this whole process. I feel so much more personally connected to KABU and to our community because of my deeper knowledge of its history now. That, yeah, I'm just really excited. I hope you come to the exhibit, folks. Yeah. Get to learn about it all. So let's actually, Dawn, would you share a little bit more about the events of the day? What time is this hope? Are we starting the opening? And what can people expect?
Yeah. So well, doors open at the Oregon Historical Society, which is 1200 Southwest Park Avenue on the park blocks. Lots of folks know it as the building across the street, the beautiful building across the street from the Portland Art Museum. And doors open at 10 a.m. At 10:30, we're going to have a bunch of speakers lined up. We're going to have Dell. We're going to have Sequoia Wright, who's the board president of KABU. We're going to have some folks from the Oregon Historical Society. Teresa Mitchell, who's a longtime volunteer and host here at KABU. And Willie Richardson. Willie Richardson's a board member from the Oregon Black Pioneers. And we are lucky enough to have an exhibit that's coinciding and running for a number of months at the same time as their exhibit, Racing to Change. And so we're doing a cool partnership with them, too, to help cross-promote and things like that. They had their opening earlier this week, right. So we're going to hear a little bit more about some of their upcoming panels they're going to have associated with that exhibit during the course of it. And we have a few other invites out for speakers, but that's who I've got confirmed right now. Midday, we're going to move into about 11 o'clock. We're going to have like casual mingling time. We're going to have a number of board members who are going to be there to greet folks and chat with folks and also walk people through the exhibit. Mm-hmm. But the exhibit's going to be open all day long, so you can come and go as you please. But if you want to target family-friendly time, we're going to have that more midday. midday, about 1 p.m. Erin is going to be teaching youth or adults, too, if they want to come in, how to do some recordings. You want to tell a little bit about that?
Yeah. We do a lot of work here in the field using portable recorders. We'll have a bunch of those down there, but also with technology, you can do recordings on your phone. So we're going to just, I'll teach you how to use the recorders that we have that we're bringing down, and just kind of get people's impressions of the exhibit, hopefully. Or if you are a former volunteer of KBOO or a current volunteer of KBOO or a longtime listener or something, and you want to do a more long-term, or not a long-term, more than just a couple thoughts, but like a 10 or 15-minute interview, that'll be available in the afternoon as well. So there might be a chance to do that. I can set you up with your phone and your own equipment, and you can email that to us later, or we can use the KBOO equipment. But just like using this as a magnet of the community, because, all of the stuff that we put out on the air comes from community members. And so it's like, oh, here's this way to kind of, collect more stuff and more historical things, because we're 50 all year. So, we'll be talking about this all year.
Working with the archival elements too, to put up the exhibit and put up the celebrations. And we also have, I should say, a new website,
yes,
at 50 Years of KBOO, and you can find that at 50yearsofkboo.fm. And that's a sort of a website that you can use as a standalone fun tool, or you can use it, there's part of it that goes along with the exhibit where you can like tour through the exhibit, and then you can actually punch up the website and you can hear all these great audio clips from our archives, interviews from people that were significant in KBOO's history at that time in programming or running the station, or just, artistic contributors. Mm-hmm. And you can also get these cool interludes that Erin edited for us that are like, this is what the station sounded like in the 80s,
Which
and stuff
I
like that.
I love those.
Yeah, they're really super neat.
They're fun, yeah.
So you can do that kind of history and audio history all day at the exhibit too. But working with all those elements made us really conscious about, like, this is our 50th anniversary, so we want to capture a bunch of audio Saturday too. And we're going to take anything we capture that you give us that's good material and put it into the archive, too. So some 50 years from now, someone, if you come down Saturday and record for us, someone will be listening to you 50 years from now, maybe.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's some in some of that archival elements. There's we moved into this building that we now own. We moved in 35 years ago. So there's clips from that open house, right, of people being like, what do you think? And I'm like, pretty cool. And so that, like, I don't know who those people are, but they're on that audio, and then, this cycle continues with what we collect tomorrow, or Saturday, not Saturday. Tomorrow.
Not yet, a couple more days.
And I keep scaring Dawn by saying tomorrow.
Thankfully, there's like two more days before that tomorrow.
2 days!
And also, Saturday is kind of a big day because it's January 20th, and there's going to be lots of demonstrations and protests happening in the streets of Portland. So also, if you feel compelled to come by to be able to record also how you're feeling on that day and what you are experiencing, I think that's also what KBOO is here for. We have, I believe, really amazingly responded to what is happening in the society in which we are currently evolving. So let's continue to do that, mm-hmm, on that particular day as folks are, out there.
Absolutely. Yes.
We have some music at the end of the day. Can I plug that?
Yes.
So starting at 3:30, we're going to have Monterey Purple. They're going to be performing for us. They're a favorite of a lot of KBOO folks, and I have some other invites out too. So if music is what you're after, come around 3:30, and then we close everything out with some closing remarks at about 4:30, and we'll be done at 5.
Yes.
So nice full day. Come by anytime for a part of it or all of it, and there'll be lots of different offerings.
And the exhibit will be going on until the end of July. So there'll be lots of time for folks to check it out. So, Erin, you talked a little bit about what it took to make the exhibit happen. Would you go a little bit more in detail as to like the folks who actually help with the design of the posters? I like to make sure that that we thank everybody. We talked about Marty and Selena digging into our archives and making sure it's all out. But there's a lot of folks who've worked on the panels that we have at the exhibit. Also, this beautiful booklet that you're holding. Also, Erin, that if you would talk also a little bit about it, because people can pick it up at the exhibit,
right,
and have this amazing piece of KBOO history.
Yeah. So the exhibit designer is Robert Lacoste. Is incredible,
Robert. Thank you, Robert.
Standing ovations for the rest of your life. Anytime that we see you.
Okay.
Maybe good to maybe know. A bow.
Until you tell us to stop. Yeah, bows. Depending on where we are. Yeah, Rob's been amazing. Such a treasure. He's also a KBOO host. He's one of the hosts of A Radio Geekly. Incredible work. Kathy Fors is so incredible in designing the exhibit catalog, yes, in designing the 50th anniversary logo, in designing some other pieces of the elements, and she is one of the members of A Different Nature Collective and hosts the Autonomy Hour every other Thursday. We also, the content creators with researching and, oh my gosh, Becky Myers is a genius.
Becky.
Yay. She's incredible. She, her, I think it was Marty's idea that and follow through and see through that we scan and make all of our program guides digitized and searchable. So we had volunteers. We have program guides from 1971 to about 2011. So we had volunteers searching
for every month.
For every month.
Yeah, yeah. Say that. Not for every year.
Right.
It's like one
all
program guide for each month for all these years. Because I went through a few years. That is sad.
So we had volunteers like Dell, like a bunch of other people who would go through those and be like, oh, here's what the station manager's report said. Here's what the specials were this month. So they consolidated all this information down to a 63-page document that we then, you know, you're like, okay, the catalog should be about 500 words a decade. Okay, and we're like, so, you know, so you edit and you work it down, and then the panels are 150 words a decade. So we have these snippets, and that's just to, you know, get wet your appetite, your curiosity, and then you can go. And eventually, one of our goals of this year is to actually get our digital ephemera archives searchable on the KBOO website so that you will have, you, the public, will have access to just searching through and seeing kind of month by month what was going on here at KBOO. But yeah, Becky's fantastic. The other content creators for that stuff, John Wolfert is so great. Mike Johnson, they're kind of our engineering, mm-hmm. Explaining how radio works, how I'm sitting in a room talking to a microphone. How are you hearing this in your car or on the archive?
How
or
are you? How find out at the KBOO exhibit.
At the KBOO. Kathleen Stevenson has been incredible in coordinating interviews with former KBOO volunteers, really focusing a lot on the really early days. And as the year goes on, I think we'll get more, you know, we'll get just more and more happening. Steve Law and Mo Baustern have been great with actually doing more of the Historical Society kind of deeper research and content. And then just all the KBOO volunteers. I don't have a list in front of me of the people who really were going through the program guides, but I know Ani Haynes and Teresa Mitchell did a lot of stuff. VJ.
Mm-hmm. Tommy.
Tommy.
Sean Stewart.
Sean Stewart, yeah. So,
Kim also, who is a member of Pacific Underground.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are just some of the folks that I met on those afternoons when I was digging through the station manager's report.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it's so cool. It's so, I mean, even just the graphic choices.
Right.
You know, it's, there's just so many different kinds of histories besides just what was on the air at the time now.
All of this to say that we discovered a treasure pool of things, folks, that we are hoping to be able to make available, not just through the exhibit and through the booklet and through the website, 50 Years of KBOO.FM, but also through hopefully in the future our KBOO.FM website, because we feel this is such a big part of KBOO's history, but also Portland history, mm-hmm. activism history here in Portland, Oregon history. So much is documented, so much is part of our history. So, folks, I hope to see you all on Saturday. It's January the 20th. from 10 o'clock to 5 p.m. Stop by anytime. Dawn, Aaron, and I will be there. Yes. I already know. And I hope you'll be there too. And any last thing that I'm forgetting that you want to say?
KBOO is Portland. Portland is KBOO. That's what I learned working on this.
You're amazing.
Aww,
how else
great.
To end?
Yeah.
Hey, 50 years, folks. I'm super excited. I hope you're excited, too. This has been News from the Boo. Thank you, Aaron Yankee. Thank you, Don Smallman, for joining us. I'm Delphine Crescenzo, and I have a treat because next week, Mike Crenshaw will be your host. I love Mike. Has moved on as station manager, but he's going to stay host, co-host of News from the Boo.
Cool.
So you're in, and he is going to be talking to folks in the community who have been involved with KBOO and the hip-hop scene in Portland for a very long time. So that's pretty exciting. So I hope you tune in next week, and I'm going to leave you with Jill Scott Golden. And of course, this is dedicated to Gerard Whitecalf. Have a great evening.
Hey!
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6 o'clock. Coming up next is What's Life Without Laughter.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public